Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Engineer Jacob Torius about Iowa's structurally deficient bridge problem. There's been recent reports that basically say that Iowa is very poor in the rankings as far as bridges are concerned. We're ranked second worst in percentage of structurally deficient bridges and worst in number of structurally deficient bridges in the country. Now, as far as Washington County is concerned, I think we've discussed it before about structurally deficient bridges, but what are you planning this year to kind of tackle this issue?
We have, it seems like, a high number of structurally deficient bridges just because of our really 1 mile road grid system. So we get a lot more stream crossings and bridges to put in there. Washington County, we've got around 40 bridges that are considered structurally deficient, and all that really means is they're not able to carry a legal load anymore. And so we've posted them down, put a weight restriction on there for the safety there, just as a lesser weight that they can carry. So we work on our five-year plan every year and try and keep cycling through those. We've got a few bridges coming up this year. We're doing some more preventative work, I would say, with some bridge deck overlay projects that was just let through the state today. And we've got some other stuff we're working on, designs for upcoming projects would more likely happen next year.
Now, some of these bridges, at least in this state, maybe not in the county, are considered functionally obsolete, which means that the bridge does not meet design standards in line with the current practice. How does that differ from being structurally deficient?
Yeah, so we do have functionally obsolete bridges in our county, and a good example of that was a bridge that would be, it can carry a legal load, but you can only put one vehicle on it because of the width. You know, it may be only 20 feet wide, and you can't really meet a second car on there. So that's, when it was designed at 20 feet. Now today we may design at 30 feet in width. And so because of the standards of how we design a bridge, that's changed. And the width is a good example of that. There's numerous bridges out there that are fine carrying whatever load across it, but you can't have two cars meet on there side by side. There's just not enough room for everybody to comfortably do that.
Now, as far as like the number of bridges in Iowa, what's kind of like a contributing factor to why Iowa has so many structurally deficient bridges and functionally obsolete bridges? Is it a product of just not having enough time to work on all the bridges, or is it a matter of funding, or what's like some contributing factors?
It's a combination of all that. Again, it goes back to we've got a road. We were laid out on a 1 mile grid system, so you know, nearly every mile or so there's a road, and so you got that many more crossings over a stream, so it creates that many more bridges. And then over time, due to a lack of some funding and even the ability just to do the construction, allows more bridges to become structurally deficient or functionally obsolete. So it's great. You only have to go down the road maybe a mile or so, and you can get the next crossroad or something like that. But then that creates a lot more work, a lot more stuff to maintain, and spread the same dollars out over a larger system.
What is going to be your first bridge project for this year?
We've got three bridge deck overlay projects. They're going to happen. One on G36 here, just north of Washington, kind of between Highway 1 and the Riverside Road, and then got one bridge up there by the Dowd's Quarry, the Westchester Quarry, we call it. And then the third one is down by Noble, north of there, on that pavement, W62. And those would be the three main bridge projects we'll work on this year. And we've got some other smaller, under 20-foot bridges. They're technically not a bridge by the standards that we're going to maybe do some work on as well to help address some issues there. Technically, the bridges that we'd be working on aren't classified as a bridge because they're not long enough. But they've got a wooden bridge there that's just under 20 feet. And by the federal standards, it's not a bridge unless it's over 20 foot in length. It's semantics. Somebody's got to draw the line somewhere, and they drew it at 20 feet. And then we've got our consultants working on some design work for a bridge down in the southwest part of the county that would hopefully, the intent was to be let for construction this time next year. So construction in 2018, hopefully. And then another one also up southeast of Richmond.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about as far as projects for the year or bridges?
On bridges in general, ask that everybody obeys any posting that's out there, the weight posting. It's posted for a reason, to help extend the life of that structure. Obey that and go around. I know it's a bit of a detour sometimes for people to drive around, but we're trying to prolong the life of that structure to stretch our dollars to when we can do the repairs.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jacob Torius. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.